I was putting one more tap of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, one with a black hoodie, one with a white hoodie. And the guy with the black hoodie said, "We want your money, everybody up front and down." And I'm like, oh, why did I need coffee now?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
They're pointing out that it's freezing fucking cold in the Santa Barbara Channel in the middle of the night. Like, the dude should be wearing something. And how do you accidentally fall off your boat? I mean, I don't know. I've done a lot of boating in my life. I've never even come close to accidentally falling out of my boat. Maybe there's a reason why. Maybe a wave hit and he was trying to, you know. Yeah. I don't get this kind of guy who's like, you know, manning the mast or something. He's not out there sailing across the Santa Barbara Channel. He's putting around with his Salt Life t-shirt on. Like, hey, dudes.
If the family tries to change me, then good luck, I guess. I'm pretty set in my ways.
Is this like Lowrider?
Emily's gonna get an ass kicking.
My friends. No, Emily's gonna get it.
Emily's gonna get her ass kicked.
Hey!
Corporal punishment allowed in Southern Ireland.
Dave, I don't understand why you want to work so much. You literally shovel cattle shit for a living. I don't mind, really. I like the cows. I'm in love with one of them.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my former English teacher, Kristen Hoadley. And best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
To you,
you may. I need that term paper. Very shortly.
26 years late. So maybe more than that. 26. I think I'm being generous to myself. One time, I was dating this stripper. And the stripper had like a super fancy car that she had gotten. Like a brand new car.
Yes.
And when I met her, the on the back, she had one of
Did
those.
Did you pay for it?
No, please. Okay. Well, maybe in dollars. $1 at a time, I paid for it. She had a, when I met her, I was working at the gas station at night. And and her friends came in.
I remember the story. Came back Not the specific story, but yes.
They came back from the late shift, and I was on my late shift. And, you know, we were supposed to lock the doors. It was really at our discretion, but they told us to lock the doors.
Yeah.
And so I let these two girls right in. I was like, this looks like a bucket of barrel of monkeys right here. I'm letting these girls in. And man, was it the worst decision I ever made. One of the worst decisions I ever made. But anyway, so on the back of the car, I'll never forget, it had tag applied for, handwritten in horrible handwriting, and then kind of like, you know, masking taped on there, right? Where the license plate was supposed to be. Which typically you do when you get a new car and they haven't yet sent you. Well, this never happens anymore.
Well,
they have a whole electronic
system.
But this is, we're talking about 26 years ago.
Right.
Okay. So one day I'm now living at her house and she is sleeping with another man.
The gardener, right?
The gardener. She was sleeping with the landscaper. And she told me directly. Yeah. She was like, no, you don't even have a place to live. So you could sleep with me in my bed, but I'm going to fuck this guy instead. Whatever, it's a long story. Anyway, one day I was driving. She liked to go get cigarettes or whatever, and I get pulled over. And the officer explains to me at the time, he says, this tag is actually someone, the tag has been sent, but it's been canceled because the check bounced. They wrote a check, it bounced. So it turns out my stripper girlfriend actually took the plate off the car because they had already pulled her over a number of times for the check bouncing, right? So I get this ticket. Well, and then there's no insurance on the car because, of course, there's no insurance on the car. It's not registered, right? Legally, it's not registered. Fast forward 15 years later, and I get pulled over in the same county. I totally forget to go to court. I had bigger fish to fry, like Where to Live and 33P's Big Concert or Chopper Johnson or whichever band I was in. And I was just like a derelict human being, right? And so fast forward to 15 years later, I get pulled over in that county.
Yeah.
And they're like, you never showed up to court for this. So the officer did not arrest me, but it became this big ordeal. And I had to show up to
court. Yes.
And so the judge, who at the time was probably 5 years younger than I was, like I was like this supposed to be this grown-ass man showing up to court. And this judge is like, well, thank you, Mr. Green, for showing up to court.
This time.
And the judge was hot, too. And I was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was like playing it. I was being, you know, cheeky with the judge. Yeah, she had none of it. She was like, let's run a warrants check on him before we. So I ended up having to, like, do 20 hours of community service or whatever. But I promise you I'll get that term paper to you just as soon as possible. Speaking of school and all of this, being a teen, like a derelict teenager, I saw the other day on fucking television, on my beloved TLC application on this fucking TV.
Yes.
I saw an advertisement for phone consultation ADHD medication.
Oh.
You can call a fucking doctor and they will prescribe you ADHD. Mm-hmm. Have we learned nothing? Have we learned nothing?
Right.
This is the hundreds of millions of people were getting their like Vicodin this way for 30 years, 20 years, and no one ever put a stop to it. At the federal, you know, there was 20 doctors giving one guy, you know, 300,000 hydrocodone a year, and no one ever thought
anything
of it.
Is it real prescription or is it like the herbal?
No, it's real prescription.
Equivalent.
I went to the website. It's real prescription. They are giving you basically crystal meth if you just call them and pretend that you have ADHD. I guess everybody has fucking ADHD.
In this world, yes.
This is why we have a whole society of children and adults who are all fucking twatted out, who are getting naked in Disney World and fighting each other.
Yeah.
It's because they're all twacked out on fucking legal crystal meth.
Yes.
You can't just hand this medication out like candy. Mm-mm. It should only go to the most serious of situations. You know, remember Tom Cruise? I feel like Tom Cruise when he was fighting with Matt Lauer. Don't be glib, Matt. You don't know what psychiatry is, Matt. You don't know what these ADHD medication are. It's a street drug. Did you know that, Matt? Do you remember this interview?
Barely.
He was right.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise was crazy and he was right. So this brings me to this story that I saw on television. I promise this is going to circle back around. I want to play this for you.
Okay.
I want to play you this amazing story that I heard. And I'm not taking away from the absolute sheer fucking hootspot this guy must have. But listen to this story.
Okay.
The local boater who fell into the ocean thought he was spending his final moments on Earth.
But it turned out that wasn't the case. Now that boater is telling his remarkable story to Eyewitness News reporter Leo Stallworth.
I thought to myself, great, this is how I'm going to die.
Great news, I'm going to die. I fell down in the ocean, I'm going to die now. This guy is so stoned out of his fucking head. Listen to this.
Thompson reflecting on how close he came to death late last month. This after accidentally falling out of his boat and into the water, wearing only shorts and a t-shirt, in the middle of the Santa Barbara Channel at night, miles away from land. Uh-oh. Panic setting in, watching his boat motor on without him.
There it's going. I'm like...
To be clear, though, what else are you wearing on a boat? Like, they made it sound like it was kind
of
bad.
If you're in the middle of the night in the Santa Barbara Channel...
What are you wearing, a suit?
What are you doing? You're running fucking cocaine or something?
Well, no, you shouldn't be in the Santa Barbara at night. But they specifically said he was only wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
They're pointing out that it's freezing fucking cold in the Santa Barbara Channel in the middle of the night. Like, the dude should be wearing something. And how do you accidentally fall off your boat?
I
don't know. I've done a lot of boating in my life. I've never even come close to accidentally falling out of my boat. Maybe there's a reason why. Maybe a wave hit and he was trying to, you know. Yeah. I don't get this kind of guy who's like, you know, manning the mast or something. He's not out there sailing across the Santa Barbara Channel. He's putting around with his Salt Life t-shirt on. Like, hey, dudes. Now listen, this gets so much better. And I have my thoughts on this, but you tell me.
Oh, no. That's when I realized, like, okay, well, we got problems.
Spicoli.
Serious trouble, man. Shit's going sideways, man. I've fallen in the ocean and I can't get up. Remember that commercial I said to myself? Oh, man. And then putt, there goes. Not only did I fall in the ocean accidentally, but I also left my engine running and going forward.
Oh, my God. Like,
what are you doing? When your engine's going, you're behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And I just started swimming as hard as I could towards the boat. And it really didn't take too long to realize, like, it's getting farther. I'm not getting closer.
Dude, if I fell out of a boat that was moving, I'd know instantaneously that I'm not catching up with it.
Right. And also to move away from it, I would think.
Yeah.
Like, and that's dangerous.
Yeah. And how are you
going to jump up on it?
How are you going to get back on it? What are you going to do? Grab the spinning propeller that's going to tear your body apart? It's just like... This dude is all kind of whacked out.
Scott needing a Hail Mary to survive.
I was devastating myself in my mind, just picturing my girls and my son growing up without me.
In Dark Side of the Moon and how it lined up to Wizard of Oz.
I was devastating myself in my mind.
Dude, I was psychologically fucked, bro. I was tweaking out, man, real hard. Everything was spinning. It's pretty cold, too. I only had shorts and my Salt Life t-shirt on. I was like, there goes my nugs. Oh, shit, man. I have two Vikings and a beer left. What am I going to do? Oh, no.
And my wife, you know, not having a husband to support her.
Jeez.
And
you may not have a wife after this.
And so, like, yeah.
You dumbass. Yeah,
what are you? I want to know what he's doing in the middle of the Santa Barbara Channel in the middle of the night. That's what I want to know. That's the part they left out. But this is where it gets really good.
I was like, what? Because I wasn't thinking about sharks or anything like that until I hear this splash.
To Scott, that splash was like an angel providing him hope.
Good. Angel splash.
I thought
down.
It was Oprah at first, but I was wrong, man. Wait till you hear this part of the story. You're going to freak out, dude.
It's just this little kind of medium-sized harbor seal. The seal would go underwater, and he came up and nudged me. Like a dog would comes up and nudges your leg.
I think this dude has hallucinated this whole thing. Like a seal, like, hey, man, you done fallen out of your boat. I tell you what, just sit there, make like a cradle position, and I'm going to shoot you over to the boat, right into the propellers. I want you to grab onto the running engine and do a little spin up onto the boat. What is this, a seal? This guy's squeaking out. It was a bass. It was floating around his legs.
Did it know, like, hey, this human's in trouble. Keep going, dude.
Scott now determined to swim to the nearest oil platform, which was far, but closer than land.
You got to make it to the platform. You have no choice.
Freezing and exhausted, he kept swimming some 5 hours, finally reached...
5 hours?
5 hours. This guy was high on something.
Yeah, dude.
You've
got to
be. Your blood does not run that hot. I mean, you're not in 56-degree water for 5 hours with your seal buddy Oscar next to you. So there we are, me and Oscar just swimming away. One foot, one paddle in front of the other, I said to myself. I was humming the latest Fish album. You know how it goes.
Oh, my God. He was definitely on something because you cannot survive in that. Yeah. Swimming for 5 hours in freezing cold water.
That's right. You know that song by Fish that says, run like an antelope out of control. I was like, run like a harbor seal out of control. Swim, man, swim. So there I had this whole, you know, family of seals behind me going, ar, go, Scott, go.
Make it to the oil platform.
Get to the oil platform. Then there's gold. They'll give you some oil for your boat. So I said to myself, I gotta just get to the oil platform. I get some gas for my boat, which is certainly probably out of gas.
It's been circling around.
It's been doing circles in the Santa Barbara Harbor, and then I can jump back in, and the little seal friends can irk me into a lather, and I get back to the boat with my gas can.
Reaching the platform,
crying, and I'm like shouting at the sky.
Crews aboard the oil platform rendering
aid.
Damn you, sky! I should have learned celestial navigation. Fucker. Don't get mad at the sky, Scott. It's your fault. You're the asshole in the Santa Barbara Channel wearing shorts. Ar. I should have got a seal noise and started playing. Oh, man, this is...
The Coast Guard getting him to a hospital where he was treated for hypothermia and more.
And more. Which we don't want to talk about, because that would not make this
a
feel-good story of the day.
And more.
Scott was treated for extreme levels of cocaine in his blood. They also found a bag of ayahuasca stuffed in his anus. It turns out Scott was bringing ayahuasca to a party on Santa Barbara. These are the children that we've produced. Mm. This is the adults, me included. I'm not yelling at anybody else. This is all because we just give Ritalin out like it's candy.
Yeah.
I told you, I think I took Ritalin when I was a child.
Yes.
I went to this special psychiatrist that these things were popping up left and right at the time. And if you couldn't sit still and pay attention to a book for longer than 15 seconds, then they took you to these fucking people. And these people just, they gave you some tests where, you know, you drew an elephant, and, you know, flicked a pencil around and said some words back to the psychiatrist. And then they'd go, oh, ADHD or you know, ADDHD or whatever the fuck it is. I know that there are people who really suffer from the inability to focus or multitask and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that there are medications that can help some of these people, but not as many as that are on the medication. I mean, I know a lot of people who take this on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
For what reason, I'm not particularly sure. I told you, I one time took ADHD medication to drive my family home from Indianapolis when it needed to get home. Like to go. Mm-hmm. And so somebody gave me it and said, you got to take this. It'll help you get there. And I was like, no. She stuffed it in my pocket. And 3 hours later, the second that I started falling asleep on the road, because of course I did, it was midnight, I decided to take it. And it worked like a fucking charm. You want to know why? It's crystal meth in a pill format. That's why. It's a fucking crack pipe. That's what it is. Crack pipe you don't have to hit every 5 seconds. Man, I'll tell you what. I got home. It was like a video game. I was like, listening to my podcast and NPR. I mean, I was just like,
I can do everything.
Stopping to like piss in a bottle. I've been pissing a bottle. I'm 40-something years old. This is what happens when you have ADHD medication available with just a simple phone call. Everybody's calling these people. I can guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
This is our next big addiction. This is our next big addiction.
Yes.
Addiction. We're going to find out 10 years from now that there are people that are ODing on this medication. They're becoming addicted to all kind of stuff because now we're just handing it out like candy. And the government is letting it happen because the government is complicit in it. And I'm not trying to be a goody two shoes. Trust me. I have done it. If you can think of it, it's been in my nose, down my throat, or in my eyeballs. I have ingested it or in my asshole. I have figured it out. But this is a dangerous precedent to set, is my opinion.
Yeah.
And then you also...
Well, the call for pills, yes.
Yeah, call. Yeah, there's a fucking pill
for
mill.
Anything.
That's what it is. It's a pill mill. Boner medication, okay, I get that. You aren't killing anybody. You're just getting a really long hard on. Call them up. Tell them about your boner problems, right? But ADHD medication, that shit's serious, man. Serious. So this is how we end up with television shows, like the show I'm about to let you watch. This is an extraordinarily popular show on YouTube.
Are you going to let me?
I'm going to let you. It's like, may I? I hated that shit when the teacher
may I?
No, you'd be like, can I go to the bathroom? I don't know, can you?
Can you? Right. I'm going to run to the bathroom. Don't run.
May I piss on your may I piss on your desk? Shouting Freud. Okay. This is a television show that runs in Australia called Strict Parents.
Mm.
And the premise is simple. Your child is out of control and you can't handle them because you're a shitty parent. So you're sending them off to some very strict parents somewhere around the world.
Oh, like, other strict. It's other not strict like swapping wives or what was that show?
Wife swap.
Wife swap, but this is children swap?
This is children swap, only goes one way.
Yeah.
And it's bad children.
Bad children.
You're basically pawning your children off to someone else. You can't handle them.
You need a vacation. You need a Disney cruise without the kids.
That's right. I'm going to hedonism in Jamaica for a week, and I'm sending my bratty little 13-year-old
on this TV show
to Ireland where some guy beats his children. That's right. I don't want to beat my children, so I'm going to let you do it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is a good one. I like this. Hey, TCB family, it's me, and it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I are looking for a couple of guys, a couple of girls, a couple of whatevers to come on air and play a dating game with us. If you're a swinging single or your partner allows you to do this type of thing, please let us know. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, and the word Y-O-Yo. Let us know you're interested in playing our dating game.
game, and we'll reach out and set it up. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. All of the audio and all of the video of every episode is right there at tcbpodcast.com. A one-stop shop, if you will. You can also connect with us on our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, where we create content you can't find anywhere else, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where we also create clips of the show every single day of the week and content you will not find anywhere else, like TCB in the Studio, where we take a topic and we opine for 5 to 10 minutes. And if there's anything that you probably want more of, it's my voice. Please use our sponsor's specialized URLs and codes if you're ever in the market for their products and services. It helps us out by letting our sponsors know we're doing our job. And thank you so much to all of you who have left a review on Apple and CastBox and Podbean, all the other podcast players. If you haven't had an opportunity to do so yet, if you could take 1 minute out of your day and leave us a rating and or a review on your favorite podcast player, that's the best way to help TCB get to new audiences. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Unlike some of these videos, I haven't watched too much of this, so we're watching it together for the first time. Here we go. Oh, wait.
Here's your manners.
This Sydney mum says she's lost control in her own home. Her teenage daughter, Emily, steals from her, swears at her, and has thrown so many parties the neighbours won't speak to them.
This sounds like Blue. It's like my dog Blue.
The dog Blue.
Oh man, this girl is already set. This is my worst nightmare right here. This is my worst nightmare.
How is that even happening? Like throwing parties?
Because she's a single mom. We already talked about single moms and dads being heroes.
Yeah, I know.
But when they get to 13, 14, 15 years old, how do you control them?
Mm.
What do? You can't lock the doors. Mm-hmm. You can't stop them from doing certain things. You can't physically restrain them because now they know just to call 911 and you're going
to
jail for the next 2 days.
Take their phone away.
Take their fucking phone away.
They can't invite anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to put them in a padded fucking room. They're going to get locked in dad's studio is what's going to happen. Yeah, with TCB running from episode 1 to 1,070. 70.
Dad, we'll be good.
I swear to God, Dad, I've already heard Shamalama Ding Dong 12 times. I get it. You were funny once. One time you made it on the Apple podcast charts. I understand, Dad. You don't have to tell my friends the story every time they come over. My girlfriend doesn't care that you had a studio on. You were on YouTube. Dad, that video's been up for 26 years. It still only has 6 views. No one cares. You made a show for old people. Congratulations. You made a show for funny 50-year-olds,
Dad. Yeah, so now you've got her plan in place.
That's right. I got my plan.
Yeah.
Come to the point that something drastic has to be done. And if it's sent it to another country, to another family.
If that means I got to pawn it off to some other family, well, so be it. Cheers, Mom. High five. I'm getting my nipple pasties out, and I'm going to do acid in the Costa Rica jungle. See you later. Say, I don't have to be here for this particular part of the filming, right?
Right. I can just go on my own.
That's right, because Mama's got
I'll just watch on TV what happened later.
Mama's got a five-way gangbang set up at the house. I literally put plastic across the walls.
Look like a bad mother. I don't care. I'll do it.
Can you please not cry when I say goodbye, Mom? It's so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. This is like, this is just my worst nightmare. Could you please not cry, Mom? You're such a fucking twat. I don't even know what I'd do. I'd be like, you better shut your little fucking mouth. I'm going to cry if I want to. I would just like, I'd feel the compulsion to just drag somebody out by their hair. And
yeah.
Be like, you are going to have some respect for me.
It didn't just happen overnight.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, this
Maybe it does happen overnight in the parents' eyes. Maybe it's like one day they're just sweet little children,
yeah,
and then they get in with the wrong crowd, and all of a sudden you're the fucking enemy because you won't let them do drugs, go out with the boy. Mm-hmm. It all starts with the boy or the girl. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like.
The boy or the girl.
Or the girl. I feel like if you don't, I don't know, this is just what I've seen with my friends. If you don't allow them to love who they want to love, you're about to get all holy hell's going to break loose.
Well, right. You're going to push them more towards that.
It feels like life and death to them, mm-hmm, right? And so you're the enemy.
Yes.
If the family tries to change me, then good luck, I guess. I'm pretty set in my ways.
Is this like Lowrider?
Yeah. Emily's going to get an ass kicking.
My friends. No, Emily's going to get it.
Emily's going to get her ass kicked.
Hey.
Corporal punishment allowed in Southern Ireland. Oh God! Doesn't that cigarette look good? Oh, what happened there? I lost my.
I don't know.
Light. Sorry.
No.
And to hell with the consequences. Don't go near my bag.
I don't see her as a proper authority figure. She's just someone that lives in my house
and pays for my shit.
Pays for my shit. Pays sends for me to school. Everything. Drives me everywhere. Has my shit. Get some fucking head on your shoulders, woman. Jesus, you're 15 years old, not 25. You can't do anything. You can't wipe your ass without your mother being around.
Yeah.
She's a single mom. She's trying to provide for you. Can you please? Jeez Louise, call me.
I rolled Mom this afternoon, actually, $20. Mom won't notice because she's fit and full.
You send this beautiful little kid off to high school, and then one day this horrible little girl comes back.
Then the exorcist comes.
You send your beautiful little princess off to school, and then one day some raging cunt comes back, and you want to murder her with all the knives in your drawer. Is this going on TV?
I mean, the fact that she can steal and knows where to go in to steal, I mean, there's plans in place here.
Yeah.
Mom would have...
Oh, my God.
You were... had her eyes on me.
I feel like I'm the male version of this. I feel like this is what my dad was saying. This would be like, hide the jewelry. Brian's home. Like, oh, my God. Oh, man. Payback's going to be a bitch. I'm telling you that, Brian.
That looks like your daughter, but she's not. She's been possessed by something.
Once I turned
30. She's smoking a cigarette artistically. First of all, nobody smokes now, girl.
Yeah, that's not true. And everybody smokes. In those other countries. Yeah, in Melbourne. Smoking doesn't kill anybody anywhere except the United States of America. You go to these fucking European countries and everybody has a cigarette every once in a blue moon. And they all live so long. They eat fresh. They walk around all over the place.
Well,
it's like almost like that negates everything. And doesn't a cigarette look good right about now on the verge of World War III? I'm serious. I'm this close to picking up that habit again. Holy, I'm having dreams about it at night. I'm having one of those moments, but it's lasted like 2 weeks. I've seen people in their cars.
Get those candy cigarettes.
Candy.
Remember those?
I'm going to get the ones that say Camel on the front, and you light them with an actual lighter.
It sort of got bad because Mum started taking up a job. She was away a lot.
This is what it's all about. She's mad that Mom's not at home.
Mm, absentee.
Yeah, absentee mother. What are you going to do, though? You've got to make money.
You have to make money.
I know, but it's hard for a 15-year-old to understand that. When mom's your best friend, and then well, she kind of naturally becomes your enemy, and then also she's away from the home life.
Mm-hmm.
This just leads party all the time. Trouble. That's right. Mama needs a sugar papa.
Yes.
mama needs a.
She just needs some papa.
Some papa.
Being able
or
to
mama.
Do whatever I wanted.
Or mama.
I can't enforce anything because I'm not here. I'll tell you to go.
Wow.
She tells me I'm a horrible mother.
I love these. We're watching the video, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
They're doing a shot, like a Run DMC, arms crossed.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed about like shows like 90 Day Fiancé and stuff? They have these, you know, these... like these transitions.
Right.
And the transitions, it depends on
Are they in a junkyard, by the way?
Yeah, that's
Where
just the
they?
Way that Australia looks all over.
Except on the coast.
Yeah, it looks like a Crocodile Dundee movie. Except shittier. It's gray. It does look bad there, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I thought it was a junkyard. I thought that was one of like those car things that goes up.
No, I think that's somebody's house. They just had to keep it 30 feet off the ground from the crocodiles, snakes, spiders,
scorpions,
sharks,
wolves,
Emily's of the world.
Didgeridoos.
Didgeridoos. That's how you play a didgeridoo. You get up on a 50-foot ladder. Right. And... Oh, I'd love to go to Australia, by the way.
Oh, me too.
Love to go to Australia.
She knows I feel bad because I can't always be here for them.
When mom's at work... I get my friends over and we play drinking games.
Jesus.
She had a party here one night when I was working overnight.
Which got really out of hand and there were like 7 police cars called. He is a good guy. He's in the year 10.
He looks like a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's my neighbor. He's 37. He's a good guy. He just retired. He's taking me on his boat tomorrow. He's going to show me how to get fingered. I'm Dave. I live down the street. Hey, mate. Oh, at 15, I didn't know shit.
Yeah, no
one
same,
knows shit at
same.
15. Yeah. But that's a hell of a party when you're getting
I mean, that's really when you're starting to test things. Is at 15. 14, 15.
I was going to some parties at 15 years old.
Yeah,
they kind of look like that.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But at your own house.
I didn't
that's
do
ballsy.
It.
Yeah, that's ballsy. We only did it when dad was out of town for days.
My mom was like a hawk. She stayed up overnight and then slept late.
Yeah.
So
did my mom. But she
I would come home
and
I'd be like, hey.
Hey. You'd be like, ah.
I smoked a joint.
One day I
can she tell? Can she tell? Can she tell?
One day I had to go to the hospital. I couldn't figure out how to open the front door.
Oh.
I got so paranoid after smoking some like laced weed. Remember back in the 90s, it was like popular to lace your weed with like embalming fluid. It was like cheap, shitty Mexican weed with embalming fluid. And so it would just make you super fucking paranoid. And like you couldn't breathe and your head was going to explode and your eyeball fell out. And so I was not looking good. And my friends around me were like, dude, you're not looking good. We're going to take you home. And they took me home and they dropped me off. And I couldn't figure out how to open the front door. So I had to ring the doorbell. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning and my dad came downstairs. And all I could say was, take me to the hospital.
What every parent wants to hear.
Exactly. My dad is so proud.
You're home.
You're
you made
home.
It home.
Congratulations. Take me to the hospital. And my dad was like, why? I can't think. And he was like, he made me sign the hospital paperwork. He was like, you're paying for it. I had a bill from that fucking hospital. I think I'm still paying on that bill from that hospital. Meanwhile, they gave me a shot of Valium and told me to take a nap. Yeah. They were like, we have actual emergencies here. Shithead.
Biggest smart ass and also the biggest party animal.
It's not good enough.
And mom was like, are you happy? Are you proud of yourself? And I was like, yes, I am. That's really good. I was really excited by that.
Oh, Emily. That's really good. I'm really proud of myself. I have a record now.
Yeah.
And Dave next door is boning me. I've had sex 3 times, or 2.5.
Have a good think about everything. Think about the future.
16-year-old Harry from Perth may look like a nice kid, but his explosive temper is threatening to tear his family apart.
All right.
He's probably got an explosive temper because he's wearing a Mossimo t-shirt.
He's wearing a Mossimo t-shirt and he's got just a mop of red hair. He hates his life. I'm sorry, but this looks like a school shooting waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have time. Yeah? I'm not going to have time to write any letters. And I'm probably not going to call you either.
Take that, yeah, parents.
They're like, thank God. Mom and Dad are going to have sex for the first time in 31 years.
Look at her.
I know. And Mom's like, you aren't? Sweet.
That's amazing news. This show's even better.
That's the best news ever.
This show is working out even better than I thought.
If I was one of these parents, I'd have a limo waiting outside. I'd be like, I hope they keep them.
Out of the sunroof. Yeah. See ya.
Bye. Call me when you get a job in your own apartment. I'm going to fuck Frankie B. So this guy's got two parents, and apparently his problem is anger. Let's see. They're at the airport. They're about to send him off to brand new parents. What a stupid idea for a show.
Very desperate because I feel very stressed every day, and I come to the point sometimes where I say either you've got to leave or I've got to leave. Because this isn't really working out as a family.
Meanwhile, Dad's like, I wish you both would leave, if I'm being honest. I hate your flabby ass, Julie, and David, you're the demon seed. I don't even think you're mine. I'm pretty sure your mom was boning Jason from third grade science class.
Yeah, the dad is like, geez.
I know. The dad looks like one of those guys who gets rolled over constantly. Like mom and the kid.
Take this away.
Mom and the kid are fighting at the dinner table, and he's like, oh, God damn. I must be the only guy at work that actually wants to go back to work after I clock out. Say, boss, can I work another 24-hour shift?
Can I just set up a couch in my office? Do you mind? can we get one of those festival showers?
Yeah. Can we get a festival shower? I'm going to put up some blue tarp and a hose. You mind? It's all good. Dave, I don't understand why you want to work so much. You literally shovel cattle shit for a living. I don't mind, really. I like the cows. I'm in love with one of them.
Bertha.
I'm in love with two cows, one at home and one here. I don't even know what to do anymore. Only this one doesn't talk back. It just shits on me.
If they make me do something that I don't want to do, I'll stand up for myself and I won't take it.
Oh, yeah, Harry, big tough
16
guy.
16 from Perth.
Harry from Perth, 16, won't take it anymore. People want me to do stuff I don't want to do. I don't want to take it anymore. Good for you, Harry. How you getting home? Not really sure. Gonna borrow $10.
Look at him.
Yeah, I know. He's so angry.
He's very angry.
Oh, he's emo.
He's not gonna take it.
I feel like he has an album somewhere.
He's gonna stand up for himself.
I feel like he has an album on SoundCloud somewhere.
When you're 18. You can go stand up. Go
stand
do
up
it.
Stand up all you want, yeah. When you're 20, you're going to be begging to come back home.
Exactly.
And when you're 45, it's going to be torture thinking about when you did live at home and you forgot to appreciate it.
Exactly.
He steals, he lies, he swears.
Breaks the property up, puts holes in doors, pulls fences, gates off of their hinges.
Yeah, this is where I punched it here.
Got a very short fuse.
It's mum that makes me the angriest out of anyone at all.
Jeez. I'm sorry, but Harry doesn't look good.
No.
Harry needs professional help and a hairstylist.
Oh, because you
yes.
He scares me sometimes. He'll front up to me.
What?
No.
No.
Take the knife away from.
Yeah, take the knife away.
Get away with their cooking dinner.
Yeah. House because Harry's constantly trying to be in control.
There's standing.
I know. It's a transition with the two people standing with their hands on their hip. Yeah. It's a showdown at the OK Corral. In this corner, 16-year-old Harry from Perth with his bad hair and his 3-year-old clothing. In this corner, Mom and Dad haven't touched each other in a romantic way since 1972. Hence, Harry. And in this corner, Birth of the Cow. Harry's dad's lover.
Try and dominate me.
If he needs something, he'll do whatever he can to get it. And if it means somebody else's possession or money or a credit card, then he'll do that.
Yeah, that's not good.
Shots.
I put it laying around, you know. I'd pick it up and, you know, just pocket it, I guess.
I paid for that phone. That phone's mine.
I've had about 18 phones.
He sold his
18 phones.
What?
What are you? What are you?
I mean, how do you even?
No, he's Heisenberg.
Burner phone.
He's the Heisenberg of the high school. Yeah. Why do you need 18 phones? For what reason?
Well, I think they're taking them away, and he's buying one new one. Are you buying, quote unquote,
with somebody else's credit card? Yeah. And meanwhile, what's the drinking age in Australia? 12.
He's
at a bar drinking. Yeah.
Computer to buy 6 pairs of shoes.
I did have 2 laptops, but I sold the first one because I wanted to get a better one. And then I got a better one, then I sold that one, and
I got a better one, and then I wanted a better one, and then I got a better one. So there, take that. Can I borrow your credit card? Oh, guys, I think my credit card's missing. Hey, guys, did anybody see my credit card? I had it on that Harry shoot, and I just can't find it out. Oh, look at this.
A couple of computers were charged.
AustralianTits.com, Apple Australia. I don't know. Seemed like such a nice kid.
That money's gone.
He's always wanting more and more instead of caring for people.
Bye, Mom.
In 24 hours, our teenagers...
See ya, asshole.
See ya, shithead. Yeah. In 24 hours, this little Harry's gonna get a wake-up call. He's literally gonna get a kick in his little Harry's. If your balls haven't dropped yet, Sunday will this weekend. Because meet Dave, the Irish drill instructor. He's not afraid to shoot you in the pee-pee with his BB gun. Meet Dave's beating stick. It's still got blood from the last person we sent there. He's going to whack you in the tally whacker.
Oh my God.
It's hard to order things online with your fingers broken, Harry, and that's exactly what's going to happen because your parents have signed over physical control of you to the television production company.
See ya, Harry.
Bye, Harry. Enjoy the flight because when you land, hell's going to open up and swallow you whole
and upside down.
Go,
boy. Oh, they're going together. These two kids are going to
they're
the airport
going together.
Oh, you're great. Now there's going to be a third child in the mix here.
Whoa.
Yeah, these two are joining the Mile High Club. You know it. They're going to get drunk and fuck.
Let's take shots.
Yeah. Welcome to Qantas AF, where the drinking age is 9. Anybody for Jaeger bombs? The fuck is going on in Australia?
Sent to
County Cork.
County Cork.
Oh, the rolling.
Traditional family, big on old Catholic values.
Restrict for their own safety. Restrict for their own health reasons. Restrict because we love them.
We're strict for their own health reasons and we beat them because we enjoy it.
And we're getting paid.
That's right. Welcome. Meet Father O'Brien. He's been convicted 12 times. He's currently the priest of the house. Come here, little Harry. Let's get drunk.
Oh, God, this is
straightforward.
of the Ten Commandments.
My dear brothers and sisters, let us ask for
the Dad, oh, Lord, runs a building company, while Mum, Mary, is a special needs teacher with a degree in teen psychology.
Wow.
They have five kids, Riona, Baveen, Myrene,
don't
Barry,
let Harry
and
around the yeah, don't girls. Let,
children help to run the household. It's very important that they learn from a young age that you don't get anything for nothing.
These are okay. There's no artificial colorings.
The two youngest.
Wait, hold on. She had a box of Capri Sun and she was like, this is okay. There's no artificial colorings. Only 320 grams of sugar.
Natural.
Oh, these kids are in for a wake-up call. I can already tell.
Oh, my God. I'm dying to watch the rest of this.
Unsupervised since they were 11.
We try to get as much fruit and vegetables as we can and healthy food, really.
We don't need a lot of things to be happy in life to get by. It's not necessary to have four shades of the one shoe or five shades of the one T-shirt.
Wow.
Well, that's good to instill.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
I mean,
I want the, yeah, I'm going to call this mother and get some preview preview parenting.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't want, I mean, in I understand there are lots of reasons why I was one of them, one of the kind of the derelict children. Like, there's lots of reasons why things can go off the track. But if you have a good, solid, supportive structure, you should expect that they at least have some respect for like you and the law and your neighbors, credit cards, your girlfriend.
Well, you have to start with no.
Yeah.
From,
oh, man,
like,
that's hard. Yeah, from three.
From a young age.
Do you know what my son's favorite word is? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And no. And so now I just start saying it back to him. No. And he said, no, 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 no.
It's not allowed.
Once I just said, damn it. Anyway, my parents got so angry with me and they said, you have to go outside and eat your dinner with the dogs because you're speaking like an animal.
Oh.
I was mortified, but I learned a lesson.
Hey.
You're going to go outside and eat with hay with the horses because that's what you look like. You're a horsewoman. You're never going to find a husband.
It shows a picture, shows a video of the dogs
eating
out of, like, directly out of a can.
Yeah, directly. They're actually eating the can.
They're eating the can. They're gnawing
they're
on
so
the can.
Hungry. That's right.
John and Mary control what their kids download. Weeknight TV is banned. And mobile phones must be handed in every night.
It's a bit intrusive into your real life.
That didn't look very secure, that just the mobile phone was just pushed into a drawer.
But I have a feeling that, like, with this dad, you don't want to fuck around.
There is no such thing as a bad child. You need rules, you need guidelines.
You have to be strict in order to love your children properly.
Let's see how this goes.
Let's see how this goes. I'm dying too. Okay, so this. So let's do this. I say we do this because we, you know, we only, I don't want to make a 5.5 hour show here.
Okay. But I definitely want to know what happens next.
Here's what we do. Ready?
Okay. Part two.
We dedicate this entire week to this show.
Yes.
You want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll get to part number two and then there'll be part number three. World's Strictest Parents. We're reviewing it all this week on the commercial break.
That's
don't worry. We're
going
to get to the bottom of Harry and Emily. Yeah, that's right, mate. Don't you worry. The commercial break is literally too lazy to come up with content ideas. We're watching television. It's like when the teacher rolls out the TV in the, when they're hungover, and they're like, okay, kids,
right,
watch a video.
Right, movie, educational movie today.
That's right. Well, that's 1 week of content down. And it's a wonder why Spotify hasn't come knocking yet.
No, they will.
This is exactly what Howard Stern does on his show.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yes,
I promise
good,
you. Everyone
good,
will
good,
figure
good.
Out what happens to Harry and Emily. I am too interested to let this go. Too interested to let this go. Let's, okay. I know where we're at.
Feel like there's going to be some friction.
Well, I mean, of course. There's no show without the friction. All right. TCBpodcast.com is where you go if you want to join in on some games with some prizes and all kind of fun stuff. And you're not afraid to have your voice used on air, voice and or images. If you want to be on video, feel free. All you have to do is go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want to play games, and we will get back to you. Plenty of games to play, plenty of spots to be in. So contact us or 661-237-8296.
I also have something to add. There's going to be an upcoming episode of Ask Uncle Brian.
Oh, yes.
I'm demanding it.
Back by popular demand.
By my demand.
By Chrissy's demand.
And so we need, I've got some questions in the works, but we could use some of your input. You know, are you having trouble at home? Are you having trouble with your children?
Relationship advice.
A relationship advice. Yeah. Anything. Anything.
Anything. Ask Uncle Brian. A new episode, brand new episode of Ask Uncle
Brian. And Chrissy will moderate.
That's right. So if you have any questions, you can hit us up at tcbpodcast.com, 237-8296. You don't even have to leave your name. Just text us the question with the words Ask Uncle Brian, 237-8296, 661, best to yo. And we'll answer it. Don't you worry. Okay. Also, at the commercial break on Instagram, please follow us there for content you can't find anywhere else. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Clips every single day of the week. Too exciting to mention. Woohoo! Okay. That's all we can do for today. We'll be back for part two on Wednesday. Ready?
Yes. I love you.
Best to you.
We love you.
On the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say, we always say, and we do say,
bye.